go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Come on, Bo-Bango. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Cause there's no more pasta. Oh no. So we're gonna eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Yeah.
That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways. And what's wonderful about it is that it's made us all equal in many ways. Like I used to say at the end of Human Nature every night, we're all in the same boat. And if the ship goes down, we're all going down together.
What's happening here? Not my beloved Madonna. You've heard me talk about Madonna in the past. 80s Madonna, even some of the 90s stuff, is, it's very close to my heart. And yes, I know, she's very Illuminate confirmed. My goodness, doesn't get much more Illuminate confirmed than her. In fact, if you recall from my May 20th show back in 2019, we were talking about Game of Thrones, right? That was a hot topic back then. I saw a meme for this the other day, talking about how, remember how last year the worst thing happening was the Game of Thrones finale? Well, Madonna did a Eurovision 2019 performance with Quavo from the Migos. And you may recall, they did a song called Wake Up. And it was very, very much Illuminate confirmed. The NWO is here. She was talking about, back then, how we are aware of their crimes. And how we're getting ready to act. We're just not ready to act. Talk about the wind beginning to howl, and then she sort of like blows fire on them, killing them all. And it shows Madonna and Quavo at the top of some steps above the inverted, destroyed church. And it ends ever so perfectly. They couldn't put it more blatantly in your face, but it ends with people sacrificially dying over the edge of these stairs. They climb the stairs and then they die. With Madonna and Quavo holding hands, they're joining the elite of the new world. With a large message that says, wake up. And they're standing between the twin pillars. I couldn't make this stuff up, folks. They are entering the mystical place of Boaz and Joaquin. Between the twin pillars, right? You're not invited. And, you know, you look at the lyrics for the song. And they're very clear about this. And you know, look, I'm getting off on a tangent here. We're here to talk about this bathtub video Madonna made today, okay? We're going to get to that in a second. But I want to tell you where she came from to tell you where she's going, okay? Because the lyrics to that song says, not everyone is coming to the future. Not everyone is learning from the past. Not everyone can come into the future. Not everyone that's here is gonna last. Open your mind, open your eyes. It's a Luciferian agenda, folks. And you know, you can listen to that show. I'll do my best to put a little link in the show notes for you, because very telling of what happened here recently. Madonna posted a video. Feel bad for her cameraman that had to go along on this journey with her. But the video showed her in the bathtub losing her mind. She was previously singing about the fried fish. Now, is that Christian symbolism when she says the fried fish? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, look, the way symbolism works, it would make sense. And look, I need to be up front here. Back in May of 2019, ironically, same month I put out that Madonna show, I asked my Patreon folks what they wanted me to talk about. And I'm working on the list. I'm getting close to the end. But my man Rusty, he wants the guide to symbolism. How do you spot the symbolism? Which is a $1 million question. And I'm going to put together a formal show on that. I'm going to put a show on the idea of symbolism together. Then we're going to do a bunch of individual shows decoding each type of symbol. And one of which is going to be this bathtub that you see Madonna in this strange video. But today we're going to focus mostly on this bathtub symbolism because Madonna is in the bathtub talking about the end days. Talking about how we're not going to make it through COVID. Where was that energy from last year where she said we're not going to make it? And she was at the top of the pyramid there spouting her Luciferian message. And look, I don't know if she's a Luciferian. It seems like she is. She apparently officially is a Kabbalist, but apparently has some Catholic connections still. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But what I do understand is the Madonna is, of course, the term for the Virgin Mary, held in high regard, of course, by the Christian faith. And she has been using that name and that imagery and that iconography to, I don't want to say blaspheme the Virgin Mary, but kind of, right? And what you have to understand is back in the day when paganism was pushed underground, a lot of these folks that are into this sort of stuff, they would covertly worship their Isis goddess, their Semiramis and all that stuff with the Black Madonna icon, channeling their true energies to the pagan goddesses, which we see to this day. That's what it's all about, goddess worship. So in a similar fashion, we could argue if that Madonna has it been a tool for the Luciferian agenda this whole time, that she is akin to the Black Madonna icon of the, you know, hundreds of years ago, where these pagans felt like they had to hide their worship of their goddesses in secret. And that's what they do with her as the figure she is right now. But in this video, because I know you're wondering about it, she's talking about COVID-19 is the great equalizer. She seems very scared. A lot of these elites, a lot of these celebrities are doing weird things, right? They're cracking at the seams. And why not, right? They're being quarantined. They're not out there living their best life. They're living the life of the common folk. We're just quarantined at work and then at home in the evening, basically, right? But these celebrities are free to do what they want. And now they're held to the same standard as the losers are. And here they are, stuck in their mansions. Must be tough. Anyway, so she's in the tub. She's talking about how it's the great equalizer. Basically, she seems scared for her life. As, you know, everyone should be. This is pretty scary stuff. And I've wondered, since the first day I heard about this, Since I heard about China closing down there, the Wuhan clan there, 10 million people or whatever, quarantining them in their house, I thought, geez, that's kind of an overreaction, isn't it? I kind of thought, I think they aren't telling us everything. And this makes me suspect it more, because I feel like they don't know anything about this virus, and that's what's terrifying to them. And that's why they're shutting everything down. And that's why Madonna's in a bathtub and she's screaming about the fried fish. But let's talk about the bathtub, because that is a symbol we see many times. And this will be the bathtub symbolism show. Like I said before, I'm going to do a show at the request of Rusty on the Patreon team, of course, about why symbolism matters. What is the idea behind all this? How do you recognize symbolism versus just a thing that's happening? And we're going to go through each of the symbols, but today we're going to focus on water in the occult bathtub. And I've got like a video and images on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I will put a link in the show notes. But we're going to go through it today. First, you got this idea of water and rain. Back in the day, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, before technology, before civilizations were really clicking, people would sacrifice children, humans, to deities. It was usually in request of more rain, the lifeblood of the crops. Sometimes it was to make it stop raining, as we see in like Central America and stuff, where they found a cave with like 20,000 children's skulls or something crazy. But this goes into this idea of worshiping Moloch, right? The bull god. He was given sacrifices from the humans in order to get the rain to the crops. Now, another idea that comes up in alchemy, the symbol for water is the inverted triangle. And water symbolizes the feminine, with the symbolizes intuition, emotion. And they use it in the formulas of alchemy and the alchemical processes, of course, being the attempt to perfect mankind, as the planet Mercury, along with the moon, right? The moon is also symbolized as the feminine nature, the goddess qualities. And there's lots of moon goddess worship we see. And you can see that over years and years of posts on IlluminatiWatcher.com. And in the Wicca faith, they use it as well. They're, of course, using all elements, air, fire, water, earth, and the ether, or the soul, sometimes. And that's why you see the inverted pentagrams, or the upright pentagrams. Just depends. But they incorporate the water again as the inverted triangle. And in Wicca, water also represents the subconscious. And this is, of course, where Carl Jung and Freud talked about. This is what the symbols are communicating to. That's what they're talking to. That's why they do this. And people in the faith of Satanism, they believe that inverting the images gives it symbolic meaning. That's why they invert the cross. It's reversing the power of the original symbol's intent. So while all the Christians are charging up the upright cross, the Satanists are charging up the inverted cross. It's a battle of wills. And look, maybe you believe this stuff, maybe you don't. I'm just telling you what they believe. And of course, the inverted pentagram is the inversion of the upright pentagram, calling upon the inverse, the law of reversals, Crowley might have put it as. And you see the Baphomet has the pentagram on its forehead. Now, in ritual Kabbalism, what our dear Madonna practices, and you'll notice people that practice Kabbalism always have the red string bracelet. That's what gives that away. They conduct the supreme invoking ritual of the pentagram, and on the top right corner of the pentagram, they have the symbol of water, and that is used to keep unwelcome intruders away. Now, and on my article here, I made this interesting connection here with Kanye West. If you make a play on that Wicca reference, the inverted triangle of water is represented by the cardinal direction of west. So you've got north for earth, and then you got west for water. And of course, you already know where I'm going with this. Kanye and Kim have the child named Northwest. And when you look up in Wicca, those two cardinal directions, north symbolizes prosperity, wealth, and feminism. West symbolizes subconscious and the emotional aspects associated with the feminine, of course. So Northwest would, of course, symbolize a powerful female of the subconscious realm. Is that why they named their daughter Northwest? Kanye's been a very strange character. Claiming he is God. Saying he should have been in the Bible. Now he's doing church services. Only time will tell. Well, the main idea, the New Age, Aleister Crowley called it the Aeon of Horus. The mainstream called it the Age of Aquarius. They focus on the forces of this evolution of consciousness. The masses will be changed, will be transformed, which is, again, what Madonna was saying on that song with Quavo. And, of course, the Age of Aquarius is represented by the water carrier and other symbols of water. And this represents the time of freedom, technology, and group consciousness. And as we're sitting at home, all connected through technology, could it be more fitting? The group consciousness, the transhuman agenda, the digital matrix, I believe it's all connected. Now this New Age movement is pushing the group consciousness stuff. And this has got a religious element too, right? Panpsychism, the ancient alien stuff, it's all connected. And Google, Ray Kurzweil, they've been attempting to figure out how to get our minds hacked into robots, which will get us into the digital matrix, virtual reality. Elon Musk pushing the worldwide Wi-Fi, 5G, of course, being implemented all around the world. The Internet of Things, they call it. They want every sensor, every bit of electronics connected into the 5G network. They want us in this New Age movement so they can implement this technology, create a digital consciousness, a man-made soul. Now, I would argue this is what the Mark of the Beast end time stuff's all about. Let's talk about water. Water. Water represents the goddess, of course, the moon goddess, like we talked about. Diana, Selena Gomez. Princess Diana, all connected here. The moon and the feminine divine. They are, of course, represented with the water because of their fluidity, emotional intelligence. Princess Diana was the sacrifice of the moon goddess, an ancient ritual. The blood sacrifice to appease the god, just like we talked about at the beginning here, with the Moloch sacrificing to the rain god. That's why she had to die in the Pont d'Alma tunnel. They kept her there for over 90 minutes before they took her to the hospital, David Icke asserts. The Pont d'Alma means passage of the moon goddess. And as I pointed out, Selena Gomez, Selena, of course, another moon goddess term, she was depicted as Princess Diana in a video called Slow Down. Did you know that? And of course, it's going under a bridge. I don't know if it's the Pont d'Alma tunnel, but it looks very similar. It looks identical, I should say. Now, this is where things get weird. This is where it gets weird for Madonna. the element here of the occult belief systems of sacrifice of the goddess, the water. It's connected. There's a human sacrifice in the water that needs to take place. One belief is that the final bath is a ritual used to cleanse one's soul from evil. In the Jewish tradition, they participate in what they call a mikveh. A mikveh is not for the cleansing of the body. It's instead a purity of the soul. And this is why Whitney Houston died in a ritualistic fashion in the bathtub. I've talked about it so many times. You're so tired of hearing me talk about it, I'm sure. Because you know this already. You know the story. And Chaka Khan went on Piers Morgan and was overly disgusted. I mean, of course disgusted, but overly disgusted. And she was shocked that close friends of Whitney were even continuing to party after she was found dead in the hotel bathtub at this pre-Grammys party. I mean, if you don't believe that Whitney Houston was a sacrifice in the tub as the moon goddess, take a look at a biography they made of her. And on the poster, again, IlluminatiWatch.com, the image of Whitney Houston has her hands in the inverted triangle, symbolizing the goddess, the feminine energies. And if you still don't believe it, a lot of people don't know this, but Whitney's daughter, Bobby Christina, was found unconscious in a bathtub the day before Whitney was found dead in her bathtub in the same hotel. Isn't that crazy? So Bobby Christina is unconscious in the bathtub. Next day, in the same hotel, her mom dead in the bathtub. Then years later, much to my shock, Bobby Christina found dead in the bathtub. Even though her friend said she was terrified of the bathtub, didn't want anything to do with it, didn't want to go anywhere near a bathtub, that's how she died. As did Jim Morrison, a guy heavy into the occult, had Aleister Crowley on his album, artwork for the album 13. Father, of course, was the Navy Admiral that started off the Vietnam War false flag attack at the Gulf of Tonkin. Holly Madison, Playboy playmate. She was at the mansion. She wrote a book called Down the Rabbit Hole, appropriately named. And I pulled a passage out of it for you here. Lying in the bath one day in misery in 2002, Madison wrote that she thought about ending it all. If I just put my head underwater and take a deep breath, it would all be over. Would anyone even miss me? Her suicidal thoughts continued. Maybe it was the pot and the alcohol, but drowning myself seemed the logical way to escape the ridiculous life I was leading. In fact, the first time she met Playboy founder Hugh Hefner, she claims he offered her drugs. She was being set up for the passage of the goddess in the water, Lady Gaga. And I've talked about her so many times. She has been pictured in a bathtub so many times. She did the satanic prayer at the Louvre. She did this sort of reenactment of the painting The Death of Merit, where she was, of course, in the bathtub in the video Bad Romance. She's got symbolism there, the Mark of the Beast. In the South by Southwest performance, she was shown, like, she did some vomiting, which was on the news, but then they showed her afterwards lying in a bathtub in a video for Mary the Night, again in the bathtub. There's so many. There's compilations of this stuff. And they claim she was bathing in blood before. I don't know if that's true. But the claim is that she was channeling goddess energies when recording. That's why she's got a song all about Judas and how much she loves Judas. Britney Spears, also the goddess. Images of her lying in a bathtub covered with diamonds with one held up to her eye as the all-seeing eye. She did a video for a song called Every Time, And in it, she is in the bathtub, traumatized with blood. And she's also wearing the Kabbalistic red string bracelet. Because, who introduced her to Kabbalism? Madonna. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's all connected here, folks. All connected. And if you want to get into real occult stuff, Kenneth Anger made a film called Lucifer Rising. Kenneth Anger, of course, a follower of Aleister Crowley. And you'll see the satanic influences of the bathtub when the protagonist of the film is lying in it, washing away blood with the upright triangle on the wall right next to him. Mm-hmm. It's all there. And I got a slew of images on the website. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes. And the connections here to the occult are what we need to consider. I've got a book called The Complete Guide to Wicca and Witchcraft, and it talks about the cleansing ritual in the bath. And in it, they tell you very clearly the bath helps prepare the subconscious mind for ritual. It's signaling the subconscious mind to get to work. And this coincides with everything we've been talking about this whole time. Symbols projected into the ether, speaking to the subconscious for mass consumption. And then they use ritual to trigger the subconscious mind to get to work. And why are they doing all this? It's all about the evolution of consciousness. It's about ushering in the new age. They think that they can perfect mankind, perfect society, allow the Luciferian energies here that they worship, usher in the new age, the age of Aquarius. In fact, in the film Constantine, if you recall, there is a bathtub and they directly use it as a portal to cross over into hell, the hidden dimension. And in the terms of the Illuminati and these aliens and all this crazy stuff, they're using it as a conduit to facilitate contact, to channel energies, to channel spirits through the worlds. It's about contact. Contact with the gods, with the entities in another dimension. You see it in Stargate. That's how they get through the Stargate. You see it in The Box. You see it in The Matrix. You see it in the film Inception. That's how they get from the reality into the subconscious mind and then back out. Very clearly presented in the film. And the end game for them, for Madonna, is that the Illuminati will become the gods of the world they created. Their true desire to fill their egotistical values, to satisfy themselves, to break free from God's oppression. And that's what Madonna's talking about in her song Wake Up with Quavo, and that's what she's talking about with this crazy, scary video she made, because she's terrified right now. She's not going to make it. So stay subscribed to the show. We're going to get more into symbolism here in the near future. And we're going to talk about the whole guide of spotting symbolism and the purpose for it. And we're going to get into all these other symbols. All-seeing eye, Saturn, the black cube, triangles, all that stuff. So stay tuned and stay woke.